Report: Country Club Bars Man After Calling Tucker Carlson's Daughter a CNT Whore. By Joshua Kaplan on November 10, 2018. A Virginia country club revoked the membership of a man accused of verbally accosting Tucker Carlson's teenage daughter last month, according to the Fox News Channel host. Conversely, the man referred to as Juan alleges Carlson assaulted him and is purportedly being represented by television lawyer Michael Avenatti. Carlson provided a lengthy statement to The Hill's Joe Concha Saturday, detailing the eyebrow-raising incident that reportedly involved the unnamed man, Carlson, and two of his children. On October 13, I had dinner with two of my children and some family friends at the Farmington Country Club in Charlottesville, Virginia, Carlson's statement begins. Toward the end of the meal, my 19-year-old daughter went to the bathroom with a friend. On their way back through the bar, a middle-aged man stopped my daughter and asked if she was sitting with Tucker Carlson. My daughter had never seen the man before. She answered, "That's my dad," and pointed to me. The man responded, "Are you Tucker's whore?" He then called her a FC. My daughter returned to the table in tears. She soon left the table and the club. My son, who is also a student, went into the bar to confront the man. I followed, Carlson continued. My son asked the man if he'd called his sister a whore and a CT. The man admitted he had, and again became profane. My son threw a glass of red wine in the man's face and told him to leave the bar, which he soon did. Carlson said he notified the staff at Farmington Country Club immediately following the incident, prompting a three-week investigation by the management. Juan's club membership was annulled last week, the primetime newsman told Concha. I love my children. It took enormous self-control not to beat the man with a chair, which is what I wanted to do, added Carlson. I think any father can understand the overwhelming rage and shock that I felt seeing my teenage daughter attacked by a stranger. Carlson's statement came after Avenatti announced on Twitter Saturday afternoon that he is investigating an alleged assault on a gay Latino immigrant by Carlson and members of his inner circle. The 2020 Democratic hopeful shared video from his personal YouTube channel of what appears to be Carlson telling someone to get the fuck out of here. Seconds later, a brief scuffle occurs, followed by an unnamed man with a British accent calling on all parties not to resort to a physical altercation. Breitbart News cannot authenticate where or when the footage was taken. Carlson said neither he or his college-aged son assaulted Juan, nor did he know he was Latino or gay. What happened on October 13 has nothing to do with identity politics, he said. It was a grotesque violation of decency. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Responding to Carlson's statement, Avenatti said the Fox News host's version of events is a lie, while accusing him of being intoxicated. As pointed out by podcaster Jamie Weinstein, a previous collaborator of Carlson, the newsman doesn't drink alcohol. The lawyer also alleged Carlson's son committed assault and battery. Avenatti then tweeted that Carlson told Juan to go back where you came from before the above video began. If you were so innocent, why didn't you disclose it weeks ago as you recently did in connection with the protest at your home? The lawyer asked. The incident comes to light after far-left activists descended on Carlson's Washington, D.C., home Wednesday evening. As Breitbart News's Kyle Morris reported, in a video shared by the now-deleted Twitter account Smash Racism D.C., group members are seen shouting, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." A second video shared by the account showed the activists chanting, "Racist scumbag, leave town." The tweet which possessed the video read, "Every night you spread fear into our homes. Fear of the other, fear of us, and fear of them. Each night you tell us we are not safe. Tonight you're reminded that we have a voice. Tonight, we remind you that you are not safe either."